The time for appropriations is coming to a close in the 2020 legislative session, and according to District 3's House Representative Val Potter, the general fund is challenged.
We have numbers coming in next week. I don't know exactly where they're going to be, but we project them to be down, so we know we're going to have some challenges there.
Republican State Senator Lyle Hilliard of Cache County says because of the strain on the general fund, higher education committees are seeing a larger number of appropriation requests that should be coming from the general fund, but are instead proposed to higher ed because there are fewer budgetary constraints. For example,
there was a request made to increase the funding for our animal science lab, which really needs to be done to take care of the animal diseases across the state. Well, that really is a natural resource agricultural request, but they could gear it to yards higher ed because Utah State is the administrator of it.
Hilliard says another example is a peer tutoring request from Dixie State University that should be going through the public education fund, but because of Dixie's involvement, it's coming from higher ed. He says the difference between funding from higher ed and public ed isn't as big, though, as requests that could be funded elsewhere. Despite potential cuts education's budget may face, Hilliard says one priority he's working on is an extended kindergarten option, especially in rural Utah, to help students meet state standards.
We're living in a different world now than they were when I grew up, and I have older people say, well, I got along without kindergarten. They didn't have the television playing in their home all the time. They didn't have parents addicted to drugs that we have now in our society. Sad, but we need to make sure we reach out and save our children.
Hilliard says the Education Appropriations Subcommittee is ready to make its recommendations Tuesday night. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.